I would need to have a unified philosophical system, something like what was offered by the Greeks up through the medievals, that is, a sound speculative philosophy in conjunction with a practical philosophy, to fully address the topic. Thus, culture became for me like a nexus through which the several branches of philosophy came together and became clearer, I think, through its study. Now, to illustrate this point, take a moment to think how you would define any specific culture. How would you describe it? What would make a particular culture distinctive? What sorts of things would you include in your description? There's an image on the internet that I saw not too long ago of an elementary school class attempting to answer this question for themselves regarding American culture. I remember that the children put images of Disney, McDonald's, and one of them also included a homosexual pride flag. Now, conservatives took this as an indication of America's cultural decline, given that the kids' answer seemed to paint a picture of consumerism and debauchery. But were the children correct in this description? Did they leave anything out of the picture? What else do you think you could add to their answer? Maybe pictures of the Founding Fathers, American artwork, the Constitution. Would we only include good things, or would bad things be included as well? Where do we draw that line? Coming back to philosophy, we can think about culture also from a metaphysical standpoint, but also ethically, politically, aesthetically, and naturally, insofar as it relates to human nature. We can even think about it theologically as culture intersects with religion. But let's think for a little bit about the speculative aspect of these, since that might not be as obvious. A metaphysical analysis of culture seeks to address the reality of culture itself. That is, well, what is culture from an existential standpoint? Culture has material expressions, but it's not limited by matter. So how and where does it exist? It can't simply exist in the mind of an individual, since culture is also a shared reality. John Dealey's explanations of signs, mind-dependent reality, and supra-subjectivity come to mind here for me. Man understands the world through signs, and it seems to me that this would be the basis of all culture. Signs bridge the gap for us between mind and matter, and this is also ultimately what culture accomplishes. In our reading for this week, John Paul II described culture as both a spiritualization of matter and a materialization of the spirit simultaneously. Thus, the being of culture is intrinsically linked to the human person, materially and spiritually. It exists through man, but man lives through it as well. So here we must consider the nature of man. It is natural for man to make use of signs to understand.